浦东新区2017学年第一学期初三教学质量检测。英语第一部分听力测试即将开始。现在先试音。试音的内容是一段音乐，请注意调节音量和音调。下面请听音乐。试音到此结束，现在开始做听力试题。Part 1 Listening 第一部分听力。 A. Listen and choose the right picture. 根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。每个句子念两遍。1. These boy dancers give us an enjoyable performance on New Year's Eve.
These boy dancers give us an enjoyable performance on New Year's Eve.
2. Tom and Tony are having some drinks while hiking in the countryside.
Tom and Tony are having some drinks while hiking in the countryside.
3. How pleasant it is to go fishing at the beautiful lake on a sunny day.
How pleasant it is to go fishing at the beautiful lake on a sunny day.
4. The judges were pleased with this skillful dancer at the school art festival.
The judges were pleased with this skillful dancer at the school art festival.
5. Nowadays, the sport of climbing mountains is becoming more and more popular.
Nowadays, the sport of climbing mountains is becoming more and more popular.
6. The detective Kevin usually studies the scene of the crime carefully after he arrives.
The detective Kevin usually studies the scene of the crime carefully after he arrives.
6. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。对话和问题都念两遍。 7.
Were you here in May?
Not really. In fact, I arrived in June. Question: When did the woman arrive? 请再听一遍。
Were you here in May?
Not really. In fact, I arrived in June. Question: When did the woman arrive? 8.
Your uncle used to work as a teacher, didn't he?
No, my aunt was. My uncle used to work in a bank, but now he is a shop manager. Question: What is the girl's uncle? 请再听一遍。
Your uncle used to work as a teacher, didn't he?
No, my aunt was. My uncle used to work in a bank, but now he is a shop manager. Question: What is the girl's uncle? 9. Can you help me with the cooking, Sam?
Sorry, Jenny. I don't really like the smell in the kitchen. Let me help lay the table.
Question: What will the man probably do? 请再听一遍。Can you help me with the cooking, Sam?
Sorry, Jenny. I don't really like the smell in the kitchen. Let me help lay the table.
Question. What will the man probably do? Ten.
See the dark clouds in the sky? Take an umbrella with you, because it is going to rain.
Good idea. Umbrellas are really useful on both sunny and rainy days. Question. How is the weather now? 请再听一遍。
See the dark clouds in the sky? Take an umbrella with you, because it is going to rain.
Good idea. Umbrellas are really useful on both sunny and rainy days. Question. How is the weather now? 11.
Excuse me. I'd like to buy a plane ticket to Hong Kong.
Just a moment. We have 3 flights. One at 2 p.m., another at 3 p.m., and the third at 5 p.m. Which one would you like to take, sir?
I'd like to take the earliest flight, please.
Question. When does the man want to leave for Hong Kong? 请再听一遍。
Excuse me, I'd like to buy a plane ticket to Hong Kong.
Just a moment. We have 3 flights, one at 2 p.m., another at 3 p.m., and the third at 5 p.m. Which one would you like to take, sir?
I'd like to take the earliest flight, please.
Question. When does the man want to leave for Hong Kong? 12. What kind of books have you chosen, David?
Some books on science fiction. What about you?
I want to buy some comic books for my son. Where can I find them?
On the 5th floor.
Question. Where is David now? 请再听一遍。What kind of books have you chosen, David?
Some books on science fiction. What about you?
I want to buy some comic books for my son. Where can I find them?
On the 5th floor.
Question. Where is David now? 13. You look a bit nervous, John. Is everything all right? Are we lost again?
No, it's just the car. I am afraid we don't have enough oil, and I am not sure if we can find a gas station in time.
Question. Why does the man look nervous? 请再听一遍。You look a bit nervous, John. Is everything all right? Are we lost again?
No, it's just the car. I am afraid we don't have enough oil, and I am not sure if we can find a gas station in time.
Question. Why does the man look nervous? 14. Rob, where do you live?
I live in a house on Lake Street. Why?
Is that a nice neighborhood? I'm looking for a new place to live in. My roommate and I aren't getting along well. Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? 请再听一遍。Rob, where do you live?
I live in a house on Lake Street. Why?
Is that a nice neighborhood? I'm looking for a new place to live in. My roommate and I aren't getting along well. Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
C. Listen to the passage
and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。短文念两遍。When Jason opened the hotel room door, it was 10:30 p.m. He was finally in Hawaii. He dropped his bag near the bed. He set his wallet and cell phone on the desk. Then washed his hands in the bathroom. He opened the glass door and walked out onto the balcony. He wanted to breathe a warm, fresh night air. He kept the door closed behind him to keep the insects out of his room. Several minutes later, Jason wanted to go back to his room, but the door couldn't move. Oh, he had locked himself out of his room. Jason looked down. The ground was about 20 meters below him. He looked around. He saw a light in the room to the right. Maybe he could climb over to that balcony. But it was too dangerous. He started shouting, "Hello! Hello!" No answer. He shouted louder. Still nothing. Finally, he started to sing loudly. Then he heard a voice. "What?" Jason answered, "I'm so sorry. I'm locked out of my room. Can you call the front desk? Tell them the man in 645 was locked on the balcony." His neighbor promised he would ask the clerk to help him. Half an hour later, Jason was back in his room. After that, he promised himself, "I'll keep my cell phone with me." 请再听一遍。
When Jason opened the hotel room door, it was 10:30 p.m. He was finally in Hawaii. He dropped his bag near the bed. He set his wallet and cell phone on the desk, then washed his hands in the bathroom. He opened the glass door and walked out onto the balcony. He wanted to breathe the warm, fresh night air. He kept the door closed behind him to keep the insects out of his room. Several minutes later, Jason wanted to go back to his room, but the door couldn't move. Oh, he had locked himself out of his room. Jason looked down. The ground was about 20 meters below him. He looked around. He saw a light in the room to the right. Maybe he could climb over to that balcony. But it was too dangerous. He started shouting, "Hello! Hello!" No answer. He shouted louder. Still nothing. Finally, he started to sing loudly. Then he heard a voice. "What?" Jason answered, "I'm so sorry. I'm locked out of my room. Can you call the front desk? Tell them the man in 645 was locked on the balcony." His neighbor promised he would ask the clerk to help him. Half an hour later, Jason was back in his room. After that, he promised himself, "I'll keep my cell phone with me."
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. 听短文，完成下列内容。每空格限填一词。短文念两遍。How can you get ready for a drama performance? Here are some tips. First, make sure you know your lines. You should know the lines so well that you needn't worry about forgetting them. Second, prepare your voice. Do voice exercise to warm up the muscles of your mouth. Make sure your voice is clear and loud. practice in an open area and have people tell you whether they can hear every word clearly. Work on your weak points before the performance. Third, accept that you will be nervous. Most people agree that nerves are a good thing and actually improve themselves. Try to turn your nerves into positive energy. Have some exercise like taking a walk, jogging to help you relax. Some like to talk to people, and some like to stay alone before they perform. They can find out what other ways help you relax. Finally, do not forget to have fun. When you have done everything you can to prepare properly, go out there and do your best with a smile on your face. 请再听一遍。
How can you get ready for a drummer performance? Here are some tips. First, make sure you know your lines. You should know the lines so well that you needn't worry about forgetting them. Second, prepare your voice. Do voice exercise to warm up the muscles of your mouth. Make sure your voice is clear and loud. Practice in an open area and have people tell you whether they can hear every word clearly. Work on your weak points before the performance. Third, accept that you will be nervous. Most people agree that nerves are a good thing and actually improve themselves. Try to turn your nerves into positive energy. Have some exercise like taking a walk, jogging to help you relax. Some like to talk to people, and some like to stay alone before they perform. You can find out what other ways help you relax. Finally, do not forget to have fun. When you have done everything you can to prepare properly, go out there and do your best, with a smile on your face.
第一部分听力测试到此结束，请同学们继续答题。